Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. Tonight's reading will be in Revelation. Begin in a few minutes. Get out a pen and pencil, a piece of paper, and perhaps you'd like to take notes. Tonight's reading will be in Revelation. So glad you're with us tonight. We will begin in a few minutes. Tonight's show will be in English. Our co-host, who speaks Vietnamese, is in Vietnam. Our co-host, Quy, will return to our show next month. She's on vacation. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. We will begin shortly. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning. Our co-host, Kui, is on vacation this week, but she should return next month. She interprets for us in Vietnamese, and she is in Vietnam. I'm sure enjoying a good time with friends and family. And we will pray for her tonight during our prayer time. If you would like to call in tonight, this may be a good night for you because I would have extra time. I also have an email if you want to contact me via email. Get your pencil ready. I'll get that out for you in just a moment here. My email is my name, diane@lenning.com, D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G. And the call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. So again, if you'd like to call in tonight and talk with me, that would be great. Again, the number is 1-877-497-9937. We are broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Reaching out tonight, this is our third week of the month. Am I correct, or is it the fourth? I broke my arm a couple of weeks ago, and I'm out of sync. Yes, it is the third week of the month. And usually Kui is with us the fourth, so that tells you how much off sync I am. Anyway, so tonight I'm going to do English. I am not feeling too good, so I will just do straight English. Sometimes I do Spanish. But I'm just thankful to the Lord that I can record tonight because I had fallen a couple of weeks ago skating with the kids during school break and broke my arm and injured my lower back and my hands. But I am healing up, expect to be back to normal in about a month. But I can still sit at the computer, thank the Lord, and talk and share and read the scripture. I just may not be up to my level that I usually am. But God will fill in the gaps, and God is still alive and well and working on our behalf around the world. Let's start tonight in opening in prayer and the one we're teaching you, for those of you who are new Christians, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, chapter 6. Starts at verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's just pray in our own words, Lord. We thank you so much for this time together with our family and friends. We pray blessings upon God's family around the world, and we pray a hedge of protection around God's family around the world. And we know that this week has been a time again in which the devil has roared around seeking whom he may devour. We just bind that spirit of evil in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of your angels, God, on behalf of Christians around the world. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, Lord, and we trust, God, that your will be done. Because we know the furtherance of your kingdom is the goal, Lord. For one day, the bride of Christ and church, children of God, will rule and reign together with Christ. We praise you, Lord, for that opportunity. We pray that you would bring special wisdom and understanding to those who listen tonight, that they would gain greater understanding in the depth of one of the most difficult books in the Bible, the book of Revelation. For we know, Lord, we are in the end time. There are those touting that each generation says it's the end time, but I know that's not true. There are the doubters out there who are saying that. But there were times before the country became Israel that we knew it was not the end time yet. And we know that there are doubters who would like to stir doubt in the hearts and minds of Christians around the world. But we believe we are definitely in the end time, because the scriptures are being fulfilled before our eyes. And we pray, Lord, that every person worldwide will have opportunity to hear the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and to make a choice by their own free will whether they want to receive the Lord or not. We pray that they will, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, and that they would be bold enough to ask for the Lord God to reveal himself to them so that they may know the true God. We bind the spirits of evil and of the devil's kingdom that are trying to take control. In the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that your will be done, and the works that need yet to be carried out will be carried out according to your plan, for I know they will. It is written. We thank you for the word and for your many blessings. We praise you, Lord, for the wonderful and great God you are. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're so glad you've joined us tonight. It's always a favorite time of mine when we get to share with people around the world the good news of the Lord God Almighty. And we know that it has been a trying week for many around the world. Many of you may have heard that there was a terrorist attack in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States, and I hear there have been in Eastern Africa and in Cambodia and other parts of the world. But we stand together, shoulder to shoulder, in the name of Jesus, praying for a hedge of protection around God's children. And we know that there will be some yet who are martyred for the name of Jesus, and they will have a special place in the kingdom of God. And we pray for those who may face that, that you will have the courage and the boldness of God in your hearts, in knowing that you, what you do is the right thing. Now, on Friday nights, we're ahead of where we are on Wednesday nights, because Friday night, each week I just move ahead, but on Wednesday night, I track one or two chapters each month because we have Vietnamese, Thai, Spanish, and Urdu. So we can't go as quickly on Wednesday nights. But if you want to hear Revelation going through a little faster on Friday nights, you can listen at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same place here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. That's my name. And you can hear the book of Revelation a little quicker. Plus also, you hear a little different discussion about it and the different lessons, because we're usually with different co-hosts or at a different place in time, and I don't say the exact same thing each time we get together. Plus, it is such a deep, rich book with great depth of understanding, because it is one of great symbolism with literal meaning, above the surface meaning, and symbolic or metaphoric meaning underneath the surface of the reading. And it is written on the 12th grade reading level. So it is not the easiest book to read. But the Lord Jesus, as we read in John, gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to give us understanding of the Word. So if you're not a good reader, go ahead and try to read anyway and ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. And if you have to reread scriptures, just ask the Lord God that each time He would give you a little greater depth of understanding. And you can listen along on our radio shows to gain a little bit more each time you go through and read the scripture. That is a part of growing up in the Lord, growing up into a mature Christian, into the example that Jesus gave us in the New Testament scriptures. For Jesus was a role model for all of us. And tonight, I just feel like I'm supposed to sing a song about Jesus. You've heard me play it. It's a little different than when I sing it. Sometimes I have played it by the Gaithers, Bill and Gloria Gaither, who wrote it. And if the Lord leads, I may play their rendition a little later tonight, but I do like to give a variety. But the reason I sing it sometimes is so that you can hear the words a little better without the music and learn the song if you haven't learned it before. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Praise the name of Jesus. He is special. He's our friend, Savior, and the Son of God. And if you were with us last year in our studies, you heard in the book of John all the great miracles He performed when Jesus came to earth in the flesh as the Son of God. So we know without a doubt that he is the Son of God. I think I'm going to play that song for you. Let Bill and Gloria Gaither and their band sing that. And we'll be back with you just in a few minutes and begin the reading of Revelation tonight, chapter 4 and 5. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard her mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brought cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus. Jesus. Embers have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name, Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, His name shall be called Jesus. Jesus, sweet Jesus. Oh, there is something about that name.
The name of the Lord. Are you concerned about this life and the life to come? Are you forgiven and cleansed by Jesus' blood? Are you safe from the danger of eternal punishment? Or are you still lost in sin? Are you a child of God? Are you justified in the Lord? we can answer all those questions for you in the scripture. And we're going to find out in about 10 chapters or so from now about the eternal punishment. But you can be safe from that and spend eternity with the Lord God in heaven. And you would not suffer the lake of fire. You would have an eternal life of glorious love and kindness with the Lord God. Perhaps right now, as it says in Revelation 3:20, you're hearing the Lord God stand at your door of your heart and knock. It says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." You can surrender your life to God tonight, and we're going to pray with you for those who want to. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God's best gift was his Son and eternal salvation. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And I'm telling you, that's life's best gift. Are you a child of God? 1 John 3:9 says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." In Galatians 3:26, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." And my favorite salvation verse in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," and that's you and me, brother and sister, "if you or I believe in him, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life." It's a wonderful thing to receive God's best gift of his Son and eternal salvation. For John 1:2 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." And Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart right now, pray this prayer with me. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you and have been walking in darkness. But I want to step out right now and step into the light, believing that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my ways and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you and your will as the Lord of my life. Lord, help me to set aside my willful nature and to follow God's plan for my life, and to be a good listener and hearing what God plans for my life, listening to the Holy Spirit and through the Word in the Scriptures. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The angels in heaven sing and worship the Lord every time people come to know the Lord. They're singing right now. Let's glorify the Lord together. We will glorify the Lord as Twyla Paris sings this song. We'll be right back. Let's listen together. We will glorify the Lord.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah,
find the other songs I play by searching on the internet, and for a fee you can download those songs and play as often as you like. We are going to read now in chapter 4 of Revelation, so open your book please if you have one. If you don't have one, just listen and follow along. This chapter is about the throne of God in heaven, about the 24 elders, the four beasts, and the elders cast their crowns before the throne. This is a significant chapter, as each one is in this book of Revelation for various reasons. They're all a major part of the vision of St. John the Divine that God gave him. Now, another way to say it is, each one's a part of the puzzle, because it is sort of like a puzzle in figuring out and understanding what is happening in the end time. Now, it also says somewhere that when the end approaches and is close, there'll be more and more naysayers who say, oh, he's not coming, he's not coming. Well, we started to hear that the other day for the first time I've heard, like out in mainstream news, people say, oh, they've been talking about the end times and the every generation. Well, you know, they haven't always said that it's happening in their lifetime. They just speak that the end times are coming. But But I believe that there are some people alive today who will be alive during the end times. I don't know if I will be. None of us knows. But I believe that we are that close. No one knows the exact hour or minute. The Bible says no one knows. But as the time approaches, the Lord God will reveal more to us. And for one thing, we're going to see more happening. We know, for instance, that in 1948 or 9, that Israel became a nation, which was a fulfillment of prophecy. We know that there has arisen or been re-resurrected the Ottoman Empire, which is a new kingdom that was referred to in later scriptures. We're going to be reading it. We've read it on Friday nights. That's going to have power for an hour. Now, I don't think that's a literal hour, but we don't know exactly how much time that is, in which they're going to have power to do evil and destruction in some places around the world. That's a fulfillment of the scripture, and it means that more has been fulfilled. Therefore, there is less time left and less to be fulfilled. So we are approaching the end time, and there are many signs in the heavens that show there's activity in the heavens, and we are seeing the devil going around roaring as a lion, seeking whom he may devour, which is also a fulfillment of the scripture. So in verse 4, it starts out with, "After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Verse 3. "And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald." Notice how it talks about jewels. That's going to be the construction material in heaven. It's going to be a beautiful place. It's going to be godly. Like you can imagine the throne of God would be surrounded. And round about the throne were 24 seats, or thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And I believe it tells shortly hereafter what those 7 spirits are. 6. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts, or living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast or creature was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, a baby cow. And the third beast had the face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Now, historically, these animals have represented certain countries. Like, lion is often referred to for England or the United Kingdom, and the eagle is representing the United States. The calf, you know, there's some conjecture about that. But I don't think I've ever heard anyone saying the face of a man, unless it was the beast that they're referring to in the end time. Perhaps the scripture will explain that some more. Verse 8, "And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created and were created. Now I happen to know a song for that verse, the last verse 11 of chapter 4. And you might enjoy singing that song. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and power, for thou hast created, hast all things created, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure thou hast created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. That's a wonderful song to sing and worship and praise to the Lord God. And you have the words to that song in chapter 4, verse 11 of Revelation. I sing these songs sometimes rather than sing along with the recordings, because I have found that when I sing while the recordings are playing on the radio, it delays my voice. And so it doesn't come out recorded in sync with the music. And I think, too, that for those of you who are learning these new songs, you can hear the tune a little better. And then you can make your own music to go with it in your own parts of the country with whatever instruments you use, whether they be drums or guitars or keyboards, whatever kind of music you use, flutes, zithers, different kinds of instruments. The Lord loves it all. It's all music to God's ears, and he enjoys all the different styles of music. So ask the Lord to help you to get together musicians and play to worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord for a minute, and let's remember that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that we could live an eternal life in the hereafter in heaven, and that we could share in the kingdom of God that we will be learning about more and more about in the book of Revelation. I could sing of your love forever. Let's listen and enjoy this together. Stay with me, I'll be right back. I could sing of your love forever. And the music has not been working well tonight. It says it's playing, but I don't hear any music. So, fortunately or unfortunately for you, I can sing a little bit. At least I don't hear it. So I'm going to just sing again. I've never had this happen. I'm sorry, folks. I don't even have the stop button. But it says it's playing, but there's no music. So I'll turn it way down just in case it's playing. And then I'll sing that again. Thou art worthy. And if you want to look at the words, verse 11. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and power. For thou hast created, hast all things created. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure thou hast created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Well, I don't know what happened to that, that it's not playing, but I'm going to try and play another song because I'm hoping this isn't broken. Let's sing, let's try Here I Am to Worship. Let's see if this one works. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, let's try this one, Here I Am to Worship. We'll be right back with you. Stay with me. Let's worship together.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down.
Worship. Again, that's another one you can find online. That one's sung by Tim Hughes. I'm just going to read a few verses of the next chapter 5 to serve as a little overlap. It's good to kind of do connector verses, and then we'll say that again next time to get us started off. But in chapter 5, we learn about the book is sealed with 7 seals, and only the Lamb that was slain is worthy to open it. Verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. The number 7, many of us have felt, is God's favorite number. 7 days of the week, 7 seals. He uses 7 quite often, and 3. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals. Now, if you've studied the Bible for many years, you know right away who that is. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus was a descendant of King David. And so we know that he was also the Lamb and he was the Lion, referred to in both of those animal terms. When animals are given like human characteristics, it's called personification. So that's an allegorical type of use in writing here, in literature, that is a high level of writing. And you will often see this in literature, even when it's not scriptural, they'll use these kinds of techniques. Well, God invented them, you know. They were all his ideas. There's nothing really new that God didn't think of before. Excuse me. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns, here's the number 7 again, and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And I think we're going to see later something about 7 vials. So all of this, you know, is interconnected and interrelated. And as we read through again, after we finish the book of Revelation, I go back and read some of the cross-reference scriptures, I think you're going to see how the whole Bible is interrelated with Revelation. I think that's what we're going to read for tonight, and we'll begin there again in that chapter next time, chapter 5. If you want to go ahead and read, that's fine. If you're trying to learn how to read English, it would be good for you to read this over and over. And when we have the nights with interpreters, hopefully you can get greater depth of understanding. Well, we are coming to the end of another show, and I'm so glad you've been with us. I enjoy always reading the scripture and the things of the Lord, and I trust that you do too. Remember, we are going to find out definitely later on where Christians will be, what our part will be in the end time. It really is pretty clear as we read through. I've been reading on Friday nights. The more you read it, the more clear it becomes that God has a plan and a place for each one of us in the Christian family. And let's just bow our heads and pray together in closing, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for our Christian family around the world. We pray especially for those, Lord, who may be martyrs of the Lord God, that you would be with them and undergird them with your love of purpose and a special role that you may be given those to show the glory of God in the thereafter, that your name, God, would be glorified, lifted and held up, and that others would come to know and love and serve God by the witness of thee. Lord, we would rather it not happen, and we continue to bind the spirit of evil that might choose to harm God's people. But we know that your will must be done and your word carried out in the fulfillment of the scriptures according to your plan. But we know too that the power of prayer is strong and can be granted by you. We just pray that more and more people in the millions would come to know the Lord God as their Savior and to understand the power of God, and to understand that God will win. God will reign in the hereafter on the throne of God forever and ever, and that each one can be a part of God's family, that no one has to be cast into the lake of fire if they but choose the gift of God. It's a choice. You've been a gentleman in allowing it to be a choice among humankind. I just pray, Lord, that more and more and millions more people have yet to come to know the Lord, will come to know the Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, and we believe in Lord God, in your name. Let's just worship together the last minute here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise your name. Well, until next time, this is Diane Linney, your host. We look forward to our time together. Remember, you can email me at diane@linning.com with your prayer requests and good news reports. I know for some of you yet it is difficult to get emails around the world, but most of you can access the radio show on your internet, wherever you are, as long as you can get the internet, at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Please tell your friends about it. You can listen any time of day or night by scrolling down on the right side of the page and selecting shows. 2012, it's about the book of John. 2013, it's about the book of Revelation. So thank you for being with us. We'll be with you this Friday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and next Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Take care. Have a great week. God bless you. Bye-bye.